today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. That is your number, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features you'll find there are on the house, totally free. So enjoy it at freetalklive.com. We're jumping right into the calls here since this is the show about your calls. And let's start things out with George in Washington, D.C. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, TSA George. How are you? What's up?
Oh, boy. Well, I'd like to tell you about some of the crazy things going on at my airport. You guys
really?
Are going to love this.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, well, two things. First off, we switched our hours back to the old 9-to-5 thing in our shift. But because of some scheduling screw-up, only three screeners, including myself, showed up to work and one supervisor.
Wow.
We walked the whole airport for the night.
Now, what did that had to slow things down for people taking flights there out of one of the busiest airports in America?
Oh, just about. No. I say, we got some people from the afternoon shift to do overtime, so I barely covered it. But once they went home, oh, Lord.
Now, what airport is it again?
Dallas.
Dallas. Okay, I wasn't
sure. That is a big one.
Yeah, it's one of the bigger ones. And so you managed to get some people to stay over, but then what? By midnight or something like that, you were down to four people?
More like by 10:30.
You're down to four people?
Yeah, but do any planes actually fly out after 10 o'clock at night? I mean, from what I've seen, you can't get an overnight flight.
Delayed flights. Yeah,
delayed flights.
We still had to handle all the employees coming through, and we had a cargo flight in the morning. And right there, those guys bring everything when they're going to El Salvador. No joke. They bring everything.
Got it.
And then, here's the second thing. We moved to our new checkpoint, and the way that thing was handled kind of reminded me of Pentagon Wars.
What do you mean?
Well, for example, so one of the metal detectors, we finally got it fixed after all this time. It's like, would keep going off even when no one was in there.
Wait, what would go off? The bomb detector?
No, the metal detector.
Oh, the metal detector. Okay.
Yeah. And yet they'd still tell us to use it. And
wow.
Things like that. And it's like, it kept going off. And it's like,
so basically you had to give an extra special search to everybody that walked through.
Well, not everybody. I mean, it had a mind of its own. It would go off if someone had something down there. But then again, it would also go off when no one was there.
Jeez.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Very crazy stuff. George, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Continuing, another amplifier call from Jarvis in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jarvis.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
last night you were asking about enemy combatant shirts.
Yeah, of course. What we were talking about was the MCA, Military Commissions Act of 2006, which essentially makes it so that George Bush and his cronies can deem virtually anybody that they want to an enemy combatant. And I was just sort of openly thinking that, gosh, somebody should make an enemy combatant T-shirt.
Well, I just wanted to let you know there are a lot to choose from.
Really?
If you go into Google and type enemy combatant shirt, there's a whole bunch.
I actually did find one of them that was kind of cheap. It's a Cafe Press one. I don't recommend anybody buying anything from Cafe Press.
Right. There's some from Cafe Press. There's some. The one I like best is actually the second hit from the Google search on enemy combatant shirt.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has two options. He has one that just says enemy combatant on it, which I like a lot. The other one is actually a reference to, I think you guys talked about it, Raid Jarar, who was wearing some Arabic writing and got really harassed by some people at, I forget which airport, I think it was Washington, D.C.
Yes, we talked about that, right.
And so there's one that he has which has written in Arabic, I am not a terrorist.
Nice.
Which I actually bought a little while ago and plan to wear next time I have to go through TSA.
You'll have to let us know how that turns out for you.
Yeah.
Very good,
so there's lots to choose from, and I recommend people, spread the word and then be a little civil disobedient as be an enemy combatant.
Excellent, sir. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
That's it tonight.
Thanks for the call, Jarvis. 800-259-9231. So there you go. Just Google enemy combatant shirt, and you'll find yourself one.
Apparently somebody had the good idea before you did.
Oh, it's not an original one. I didn't think it was. 800-259-9231.
Try to copyright it.
That is the toll-free number. So we were talking, of course, last night about how now is a more important time than ever to get active and stand up for what you believe in and make your voice heard. And to that end, there is one organization that has come up with what I think is a pretty interesting plan. I want to run it by you here, Mark, and
okay.
The rest of you listening as well, and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. The organization is We the People. Their website is givemeliberty.org, and this is currently, I believe, on the front page of their site. Their idea is essentially to sort of do in real life what happened in the movie V for Vendetta.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you haven't seen the film, and have you seen it, Mark?
Yes.
Okay,
I saw it with you, did I not?
I don't remember.
Apparently not.
Anyway, so the idea is at the end of the movie, without giving away too much exactly what goes on, there's a large group of civilians that essentially marches on a specific area, all wearing the same mask and cape and hat that the main character of the film, V, wears. So they all look like V. And they want to sort of replicate this here in the United States, in Washington, D.C. And I think it's a very interesting idea. Here's what they here's their exact plan. And they're going to flesh this out more within the next couple weeks, but this is what they're revealing at this point. They say they have a volunteer that's willing to deliver a document to the leaders of the federal executive and legislative branches in Washington, D.C. on or about November 6th. Now, of course, November 5th was Guy Fawkes Day,
mm-hmm.
and the reason why they didn't pick November 5th is because that happens to be a Sunday this year, so November 6th being the day afterwards, Monday. While masked and otherwise appearing like V for Vendetta, the purpose of the mask will be to give expression to the fact that America is rapidly turning into a police state, with too many of its politicians turning a blind eye to the Constitution and too many of its people now afraid of the government, which is what we were talking about last night. There are so many people that are just deathly afraid of the United States government. Not just most of them are probably afraid of the tax arm. They don't want to quit paying taxes, even though they may disagree vehemently with what the government is doing. They're too scared to actually do something symbolic like stop paying taxes, something that might actually cut off the flow of cash to them. Because they're afraid, because of things like them going after superstars, Wesley Snipes, Willie Nelson. So this, again, will point out that people are afraid of the government, which is why they're wearing the mask. Anyway, every move of the volunteer will be filmed by at least one camera crew and webcast over the Internet. There'll be suitable publicity in advance the day of the event. The document will contain certain petitions for redress of grievances. The petitions will request answers to certain questions. In addition, the document will include a notice that at least 100 Americans will assemble across the street from the White House at noon on or about November 14th to await a response from the government to their petitions for redress. For the same reasons, those 100 Americans will also be masked and otherwise appearing like V from V for Vendetta. Likewise, with suitable advanced publicity, they will also have a professional camera crew on hand for this. Now, in the event that nobody comes to respond to the petitions for redress of grievances, which they didn't do 3 years ago when We the People also brought a bunch of people to Washington, D.C. unmasked to stand up and ask for a response to these questions. Nobody showed up. So that's probably what they're expecting to happen here. Presuming nobody shows up, then for January 14th, they're planning a much larger group of masked American citizens to show up in Washington, D.C. and have a very large-scale protest. I guess as large as they can possibly get. So they
right.
want to do 100. They're going to have one guy in a mask delivering the petition on November 6th. 100 people show up on November 14th, and then perhaps far more in early January. It's an interesting idea, isn't it?
I think it's good. I like it.
I think it's very brave. It's very courageous. I wonder if my question, of course, is going to be what happens to the messenger, because I believe he'll be arrested. And the reason why is because in most American cities, American small cities, large towns, as far as I know, there's a law typically on the books that prohibits people from wearing masks in public, with the exception, of course, of Halloween.
Well, there's that exception, but I think that it's very clear that they sell masks in most sporting goods stores. You can buy a mask,
sure.
which they call a balaclava.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mask. I mean, no doubt about it. It's essentially a ski mask. And I don't see why they can differentiate between the balaclava and saying that that's just, you know, wrapping up for the cold.
Well, they arrested 15 protesters out in front of the White House yesterday after the president signed the new Military Commissions Act, and those people weren't even masked. Now, I don't know what they were doing to get arrested and everything, but it seems to me like these people are going to be subject to arrest. But nonetheless, if you are willing to participate, we'll give you some details as to how you can do it coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, broadband version, dial-up as well. Totally free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So a moment ago, I was just sharing with you some details about We the People's proposed protests that they're going to be hopefully engaging in. Though they're not going to be able to do it unless they find enough people to commit in advance to actually being in Washington, D.C. to be a part of this. So just to recap the idea, they're going to have a masked man, somebody dressed essentially as V from V for Vendetta, delivering a petition for redress of grievances to various different political offices in Washington, D.C. on November 6th. Then there's going to be a scheduled date, which is going to be November 14th, to where 100 Americans, also dressed as V from the movie V for Vendetta, will gather outside of the White House and await somebody from the government to come and redress their petition for redress of grievances, to give them some answers, essentially. Now, presuming nobody else shows up, or nobody from the government shows up, then there's going to be a much larger masked protest scheduled for January. So, of course, the question is, how many of these people will be arrested if it actually goes through? I hope they can find the 100 people that they're looking for to do this. In fact, they're looking for 99 of them at this point. And if you are interested in looking into the details here, you will be required, for instance, to purchase your own costume, your own V for Vendetta costume. Mm-hmm. There's details at givemeliberty.org. But you can bet that we're going to be following this story as it continues to develop, because I find it a really exciting idea. I think it's a great concept. I just wonder what's going to happen.
I don't think that they'll arrest 100 people.
Well, they'll start arresting them, and some will leave, I would bet. I bet if they start arresting them, others will just, they don't want to get arrested, they'll leave.
And, you know, in V for Vendetta, there were plenty of arrests going on. I mean, the cops were brutal. I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. It's showing that the cops can be brutal.
Right, and there will be a video camera present at all of these events.
Now, I'd say on the January one, if you can get together 1,000 people in costumes, 2,000 people,
mm-hmm.
Nothing will happen.
I hope you're right. We'll find out, and we'll let you know. 800-259-9231. By the way, last night we spent a lot of time talking about the Military Commissions Act of 2006. And I, of course, said inevitably we're going to talk about it again here on Free Talk Live, because this is probably one of the most critical pieces of legislation that has been passed, as far as critical meaning they're killing the freedoms in America. Probably one of the most critical pieces of legislation that we've ever seen in our lifetimes, if not in the last 100 years or so here in America. This is tremendous. It has decimated habeas corpus. It has destroyed freedoms. We went through just a laundry list of things that it did last night. But one of the things that it did that's most important is it defined the term unlawful enemy combatant. And you, if you've listened to the show, you know that Mark and I, we're just a couple guys with microphones. We're
right.
A couple of talk radio hosts. We are not. I went to 2 years of community college. I don't even think you went to college at all.
I went to college.
Did you?
I've got some college courses.
Okay. So, I mean, we're not scholars, all right? We don't have master's degrees. We're not experts. I'm not a legal. I can't give legal advice. You know, we don't have the PhDs. We don't have the doctorates and all that stuff.
Well, even the lawyers that get on and do radio shows say that their legal advice is can't be taken as actual legal advice because, you know, so what?
I'm just pointing out that we're just a couple guys. So I thought maybe there might be some people listening that think, oh, well, what do these guys know, right? They're just talk show hosts. They're talking about this Military Commissions Act being so scary. How do we know they've got it right? It's a fair question.
Right.
How do you, the listener, know that we aren't just BSing you, that we aren't just trying to scare you, that maybe this Military Commissions Act of 2006 isn't as bad as Free Talk Live is making it out to be? Maybe we embellished it a little bit last night. That's a possibility for sure. So I figured what we should do is back ourselves up, Mark. Let's go to another source, somebody with maybe a little bit more, I don't know, credibility, say George Washington University expert, a lawyer, who appeared on the Keith Olbermann show last night. Now, Keith Olbermann, he does an opinion show on MSNBC. He's kind of, I guess he's opposite of Bill O'Reilly as far as his time slot goes.
Right.
I get I think that's the case. And because he's always attacking O'Reilly, which is, it's fine. A good idea. You can attack the king of the hill, you just don't attack the guys that are beneath you.
Mm.
So he's always going after O'Reilly, and he does a great job of jumping all over the Bush administration when they do something that's anti-freedom. I don't get the impression that he is a libertarian. He may have a bit of a libertarian mindset, but I just get the impression that he's against the Bush administration. And that said, He always has interesting things to say, and he's very courageous for getting on national television and saying the things that he says. We watched a clip of him the other day with a large placard of the Bill of Rights and a Sharpie, and he was just crossing out the Bill of Rights one after one. I mean, it was really great television.
Right. In regards to this Military Commissions Act of 2006.
Right, and that was actually before it was passed. So this clip comes from his show last night, where he had this gentleman from the George Washington University on. We're going to share some of it with you here.
To assess what this law will truly mean for us all, I'm joined by Jonathan Turley, professor of constitutional law at George Washington University.
All right, so the professor of constitutional law from George Washington University, a little more credible than a couple guys on the radio. Here we go.
As always, sir, great thanks for your time.
Thanks, Keith.
I want to start by asking you about a specific part of this act that lists one of the definitions of an unlawful enemy combatant as, quote, a person who, before, on, or after the date of the enactment of the Military Commissions Act of 2006, has been determined to be an unlawful enemy combatant by a combatant status review tribunal or another competent tribunal established under the authority of the President or the Secretary of Defense. Does that not basically mean that if Mr. Bush or Mr. Rumsfeld say so, anybody in this country, citizen or not, innocent or not, can end up being an unlawful enemy combatant?
It certainly does. In fact, later on, it says that if you even give material support to an organization that the president deems is connected to one of these groups, you too can be an enemy combatant. And the fact that he appoints this tribunal is meaningless. You know, standing behind him at the signing ceremony was his attorney general, who signed a memo that said that you could torture people, that you could do harm to them to the point of organ failure or death. So if he appoints someone like that to be attorney general, you can imagine who he's going to be putting on this board.
Does this mean that under this law, ultimately, the only thing keeping you, I, or the viewer out of Gitmo is the sanity and honesty of the President of the United States?
It does, and it's a huge sea change for our democracy. The framers created a system where we did not have to rely on the good graces or good mood of the president. In fact, Madison said that he created a system essentially to be run by devils, where they could not do harm because we didn't rely on their good motivations. Now we must, and people have no idea how significant this is.
No, they really don't.
No, last night we were accused of making too big of a deal of it.
Yeah, I guess we were, weren't we? The guy that called in, I think it was Troy who called in last night, he was just shrugging it off. What's wrong? It's just another law to protect us from the terrorists.
Which, I think everybody needs to be educated on it. He was probably just saying what a great deal of listeners were thinking.
And for the most part, I think most of America doesn't even know this has happened.
Oh, yeah.
Most of America is totally in the dark to what the Military Commissions Act is, let alone what it contains. All they know is if they've seen anything about it, has been a general, 30-second clip on the news about how the president has signed legislation to protect us from more terror. We're going to come back with more. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, built-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The show is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And talk about whatever's on your mind. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Take part in the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of the Free Talk Live site, WIKI, that's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Looking for a show that doesn't dumb down the content for the slowest person in the class? Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin. It's loud, fast, and smart, and unless you hear it, you'll never know if that slowest person is you. There's only one way to find out. Get the podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
So we're going back to a little bit of audio here from Keith Olbermann's show on MSNBC. He had Jonathan Turley on from George Washington University last night. He's a constitutional scholar. So, I mean, he's a little more credible than us dumbass talk show hosts here. So we figured we'd play him to back us up, because last night we pointed out that the Military Commissions Act of 2006 essentially makes it so the president and anybody that he assigns to whatever his tribunal is going to be, which can be anybody, any of his friends, can essentially label you or any other American citizen or anybody around the world who happens to be here in America at the time as a unlawful enemy combatant. And if you've been labeled an unlawful enemy combatant, that means they can take you off the streets without notice, lock you in a prison cell somewhere. They don't have to tell anybody where you are. You don't get access to a lawyer. You don't have the right to see the evidence that supposedly is against you. You may not have the right to actually be in the trial that they're going to have, which is not going to be a public trial. It's going to be a military tribunal. And then
you may not even get to be present at it.
Right. You're not going to be able to see the evidence. You might not be might not even be able to meet the judge. You may be sentenced without even appearing.
When I say might, that doesn't mean that we're speculating that that you might not be able to see the judge. In fact, they don't have to let you be there.
No, they don't.
That's part of the deal.
They don't let you choose your lawyer. I mean, it's all gone. It's all out the window. All of the constitutional protections thrown out the window. But I thought maybe there was a chance that somebody listening figured, oh, we're just embellishing it. We're going over the top. This isn't really the case. That's why we're bringing Jonathan Turley, the audio clip from Keith Olbermann Show on MSNBC, here to the front.
Really a time of shame this is for the American system. What the Congress did and what the president signed today essentially revokes over 200 years of American principles and values. It couldn't be more significant. And the strange thing is we've become sort of constitutional couch potatoes. I mean, the Congress just gave the president despotic powers. And you could hear the yawn across the country as people turned to, you know, Dancing with the Stars. I mean, it's otherworldly.
He's absolutely right about that. Not only is there a collective yawn across America, I just don't think they're even paying attention.
Yeah, they're not bored.
Which is worse.
They're not paying attention.
Right. They didn't flip from the news to American Idol. They never left American Idol. They've been totally absorbed into this pop culture Hollywood world that they're so interested in. They buy the magazines, the Stars, the People magazines. Most Americans seem to do is care about Hollywood and professional sports as well, which is sort of like another version of Hollywood. And nobody knows this is going on. Nobody's even aware. So when they start picking up the dissidents, Mark, when they start labeling people like Keith Olbermann or Free Talk Live or whoever it is that they decide to go after first, maybe the editor of the New York Times, whoever it is, once they go after that first dissident, how many Americans will even be aware that that person has disappeared from the streets? There will inevitably be a lot of coverage. There will be a lot of blogs writing about it. There'll definitely be coverage here on Free Talk Live or Keith Olbermann or whoever else. John Stossel, perhaps. There's going to be some coverage, but most of America, I think, is still going to be in the dark, even after they start picking people up.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Let's continue here. Keith Olbermann, MSNBC.
Is there one defense against this, the legal challenges against particularly the suspension or elimination of habeas corpus from the equation, and where do they stand, and how likely are they to overturn this action today?
Fair question. I mean, this is a law, therefore the judicial branch could theoretically overturn it should somebody take it to the Supreme Court.
Right. Absolutely. I would think that that's what's going to happen.
Well, you know what? I think people are fooling themselves if they believe that the courts will once again stop this president from taking almost absolute power. It basically comes down to a single vote on the Supreme Court, Justice Kennedy. And he indicated that if Congress gave the president these types of powers, that he might go along. And so we may have, in this country, some type of uber president, some absolute ruler, and it'll be up to him who gets put away as an enemy combatant, held without trial. It's something that no one thought, certainly I didn't think, was possible in the United States. And I'm not too sure how we got to this point, but people clearly don't realize what a fundamental change it is about who we are as a country. What happened today changed us, and I'm not too sure we're going to change back anytime soon.
I got to say that my theory as to how we got to this point where Americans are just so totally in the dark, has a lot to do with government education. Has a lot to do with it. Because government is in control of what? I mean, how many? On a percentage basis, when you look at the percentage of the amount of children in America, what percent are in government schools? Would you say at least 70%?
Oh, I'd say the number began with a 9.
That's why I was going to go, but I was being conservative. So 70 to 90% of government of children in America are being indoctrinated by government schools. These are nothing more than indoctrination centers for your children.
Well,
yeah, they teach you a little reading, writing.
They're more than that, but they're not. One has to debate that that might be very well their purpose.
That is their purpose. The purpose, and in fact, if you go back to the founders of the government school system, the people that created the system, they're very forthright with their purpose. Their purpose was to create a class of Muprons, if you will, a class of nimrods, a class of fools that you crank them out, they can barely read and write, they're just bright enough to where they can go and hold down a menial job doing some sort of task for the rest of their lives.
It's not true. That's not what I don't think that that's what their intent was.
I think their intent
was to create a group of people that are subservient, not necessarily stupid, just subservient.
Okay, so ignorant. How about that?
Ignorant.
I didn't say they were stupid. Did I say that?
Yeah,
I didn't mean
muprons.
To say that.
Nimrods.
Yeah.
Yes, you alluded to that. But subservience doesn't have anything to do with stupidity. It's just, they're smart sheep.
Yeah, but they don't question anything. So subservient and gullible. How about that? Subservient and they don't critically think either.
I think that's
so
a word for lesser
that?
Included. I think those are lesser included terms. Subservient. They're going to go along.
And that's what they're doing. So this government indoctrination has worked wonders. The American people are totally in the dark and totally clueless to the police state that is being built up around them.
And if Justice Kennedy tries to change his back, we can always call him an enemy combatant. The president reiterated today the United States does not torture. Does this law actually guarantee anything like that?
That's actually when I turned off my TV, said, because I couldn't believe it. You know, the United States has engaged in torture. And the whole world community has denounced the views of this administration. Its early views that the president could order torture, could cause injury up to organ failure or death. The administration has already established that it has engaged in things like waterboarding, which is not just torture. We prosecuted people after World War II for waterboarding prisoners. We treated it as a war crime.
Yeah.
And my God, what a change of fate, where we are now embracing the very thing that we once prosecuted people for. Who are we now? I know who we were then. But when the president said that we don't torture, that was frankly when I had to turn off my TV set.
That same individual fell back on the same argument that he'd used about the war in Iraq to sanction this law. Let me play what he said and then ask your question about it.
Yet with the distance of history, the questions will be narrowed and few. Did this generation of Americans take the threat seriously? And did we do what it takes to defeat that threat?
Well, what's your answer? 800-259-9231. And what is the threat?
Right, that's the really the question. Is the threat terrorists, or is the threat our government?
The threat is the government of the United States, and are you taking it seriously, and what are you doing to fight this threat? 800-259-9231. More enemy combatant speak coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-7311. That's 1-800-403-7311. 1-800-403-7311.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Experience everything that we have there on the house. Archive, Shrine of Female Listeners, Bulletin Board System, and more. We give it all away, and we ask that you support the show on a voluntary basis in return for all of that by shopping with us. You've got two ways to do it. First, check out the Free Talk Live stuff, like hats and T-shirts and more. You'll find all of that at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. And then everything else that you possibly might need to buy in life, you can probably buy at Amazon by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter through that link, then we'll get a percentage of anything you buy. It doesn't matter if all you're buying is a few bathroom articles or a huge new entertainment center and the furniture to put it on. I mean, you can buy it all through amazon.freetalklive.com, and of course, you don't have to leave your chair. It's delivered to your door, and in many cases, with free Super Saver shipping. So get all the details, again, order some stuff, and support Free Talk Live, amazon.freetalklive.com. One final moment here of the Keith Olbermann clip from his last night show, talking with Jonathan Turley from George Washington University, constitutional expert and scholar, about the Military Commissions Act of 2006, which George Bush signed into effect yesterday. And, of course, when he did that, it effectively destroyed, well, a few of the remaining freedoms that we do have here in this country, which we went down the laundry list. But basically, it makes it so that they can label you an enemy combatant, an illegal enemy combatant, unlawful enemy combatant, and throw you in a gulag somewhere and never let you out. Heck, they might even put you to death in a military tribunal that nobody of the public is going to be able to attend. And if you think...
Including yourself.
Right, including yourself. And if you think that we're being extreme, if you think we're embellishing this, we are not. I will post the link to this video on the bulletin board system here tonight. This is for real, and it's happening in your country, the supposed land of the free.
Yet with the distance of history, the questions will be narrowed and few. Did this generation of Americans take the threat seriously? And did we do what it takes to defeat that threat?
Does he understand the irony of those words when taken out of the context of this particular passage or of what he perceives as the war against terror, and that, in fact, the threat we may be facing is the threat of President George W. Bush?
Well, this is going to go down in history as one of our greatest self-inflicted wounds, and I think you can feel the judgment of history. It won't be kind to President Bush, but frankly, I don't think it'll be kind to the rest of us. I think that history will ask, where were you? What did you do when this thing was signed into law?
Isn't that what history is asked about the German people? Where were you? Why didn't you fight off the SS when they were coming to your doors?
Europe punished the heck out of the German people for their role in what occurred during World War, prior to and during World War II. you know, I mean, German people were starving post-World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Very bad, bad situations. Yes, absolutely. Europe and the rest of the world held the German people accountable for what happened to the Jews at those concentration camps.
I like how Jonathan Turley says you can sort of feel the weight of the world, I mean, their opinion on this. I just feel a sense of dread when I think about what this government is doing. Not just here in America, but also around the world, enforcing their way on others, inflicting their way on others. We're going to get to that here in a little bit.
There were people that protested the Japanese concentration camps. Mm-hmm. There were people that protested these other acts. But we are strangely silent in this national yawn as our rights evaporate.
Well, not to pat ourselves on the back too much, but I think we've done a little bit of what we could have done. And I'll see you at Gitmo. Jonathan Turley, Constitutional Law Professor,
yeah,
George Washington.
It's kind of funny,
University,
but
as always, greatest thanks for your time, John.
Thanks, Keith.
That's kind of funny, but it's also kind of scary and
could happen.
Possibly accurate. Who's going to be the first? 1-800-259-9231.
I think you.
Well, that, you know, what are you going to do? You know, we're going to keep doing the show as long as we possibly can. And hopefully that, you know, if something terrible like that were to happen, hopefully there would be 5 more or 10 more shows that'll spring up in our place and continue the, you know, carrying the torch, if you will. I hope that, that doesn't happen. I hope that here in the Free State we've got a little more insulation than we would have anywhere else, which is another reason to get to the Free State Project and become a part of the Free State Project. I mean, it's so critical. There's nobody around in general, at least where we came from. There was a few libertarians around, and they might have been able to be bothered to show up if, say, somebody had a court trial to go to or something like that. Maybe. I say might because nobody ever actually did, so never actually had to see anybody in action as far as that sort of thing is concerned. But around here, there's a whole cadre of people that is prepared and ready to stand up for your freedoms if you happen to be the one that loses them. And it may not be you, it may be the person next door to you, and in which case there's a lot of people around here as part of the Free State Project that are willing to stand up for liberty and fight for it. So will most Americans stand up in this case? Will most Americans speak out against this outrageous government that we have? No. No, they won't. They'll just go on doing their usual daily activities, doing whatever it is that they do, going to work, coming home, cracking open a six-pack, watching some Britney Spears on television or whatever it is that Americans like to do, and they'll continue to ignore the reality of the world around them. And the reality is that this government is out of control and something has to be done. Now, what are you going to do? 1-800-259-9231. That's what I'd like to know. What is your plan? Because something must be done, and it can't. I mean, I know that the We the People organization, we were talking earlier this hour, they're going to get together and have some people masked protest in Washington, D.C. I think it's a great idea. We'll see what happens from there. I expect them all to get arrested. In which case, will that make it so more people get angry and show up at the third protest that they're planning, where a whole bunch of people will be expected to show up? Or will that scare off the third protest? Will that frighten them off? Because who wants to get arrested in Washington, D.C.? I'll be honest with you. I don't want to. I don't want to go down there, and you know, I like the idea of the protest, but I'm pretty much convinced that Washington, D.C. is a lost cause. And I'm pretty much convinced that the United States is a lost cause at this point. They've essentially flushed the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They've urinated all over it, flushed it down the toilet. And I don't understand why we should even bother trying to save it at this point. Well, I mean, it's gone.
Well,
it was a failed experiment. It didn't work. The checks and balances failed. The people did not keep their eyes on the government. And I say, why should we bother to give it a second shot?
Because it still has gravitas with the American public. People still believe in it. It still has legitimacy.
Do they? Do they?
They do.
Or do they just say they believe in it?
Well, they say they believe in it, and that's good. That counts for something. It's easier in the fight for freedom to go after the Constitution, which has value in people's minds, than it is to just talk about freedom and liberty and things like that, because they don't have as much value as the Constitution.
I'm not just talking about freedom and liberty. I'm talking about secession and withdrawing various different states from this union. Get out of it. Why would you want to have this tyrannical government over top of you? I mean, what's it going to take to win this fight at the national level? This isn't something that's going to be turned around. As Jonathan Turley from George Washington University was pointing out, I mean, he doesn't expect the Supreme Court to make any moves on this. So if the Supreme Court approves the Military Commissions Act by either not doing anything or actively approving it, and giving it their go-ahead, their seal of approval, then what are you going to do? You're going to elect a bunch of libertarians around the country? I mean, how likely is that to happen?
Really unlikely.
Right. Are the Democrats going to rescue you from this tyranny? No, they're likely, if they get in control, they're likely to be happily taking the reins for themselves.
Yeah.
And using them against the Republicans at that point, or whoever it is their political enemies are.
Right.
So what's the process? If you really believe that you can get the United States back to the Constitution, and I believe it less and less every single day, if that's really possible, can you please outline a realistic scenario as to how that could possibly happen for me? Please bring me back into the fold here, Mark, because you're losing me at this point. You've been losing me for a while, and with this, the Military Commissions Act, I'm pretty much gone.
Well,
I could be salvaged.
I'll just tell you the only way that I think that it's possible is the Free State Project. I think that if you get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals in one state, and you turn that state towards liberty and freedom and lower taxes, those kind of issues, and Americans can see that this works really, really, then you'll see a change for the better in America, and you'll have more liberty-minded individuals.
Why not just let America change for the better just on their own? Let's get the New Hampshire have it secede and get out of the Union, and then we can really have more freedom.
Either way, you have to get 20,000 people moved to the
involved
in the Free State Project. So, get them here, and then you can talk about secession if you want to. But I don't think there's any. I don't think that at this point.
Why is that such a bad idea? Why is secession such a bad idea? I mean, it is enshrined in the New Hampshire Constitution, one of, I believe, two states of the 50 states that actually specifies in its own state constitution that secession is reserved by the state.
Why is secession such a bad idea?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it really matters that much. I mean,
800-259-9231. Well, what does matter?
That New Hampshire is going to be attacked.
What does matter is force and the U.S. government, the military and the state, the federal government forcing its way on others like it does in California with the drug laws. We're going to talk about them coming up. There's news out of Nevada about their efforts to legalize marijuana. The feds just want to shove their weight around and push it on the states. Why should you stand for that anymore? We're going to come back with more. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Hour two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.